In the end, we're on the winning side. Jesus Christ is going to take the kingdom and rule and reign, and we're going to rule and reign with him forever and ever. But you better be ready to stand. That's what Daniel 1-6 taught you. Be ready to stand up for what you believe. Then Daniel 7-12 teaches you to understand what's coming so that you'll be prepared for it and know what's happening so that you're not confused and disillusioned. Daniel chapter 7 is a great chapter on the end times Antichrist. We saw that, the little horn. Daniel chapter 8 shows us an example of a previous Antichrist during the Greek Empire. Daniel chapter number 9 teaches us more about the abomination of desolation that's coming in the midst of that week of end times, 42 months. Daniel chapter 10-12, what most people consider the most difficult part of Daniel. Let me just give you one point on that. Daniel chapter 11, everything in Daniel chapter 11 has already happened, all of it. But guess what? It's going to happen again. So you can take verses from Daniel chapter 11 and rightly apply them to the Antichrist. You can apply them to end times prophecy. Why? Because they had a partial fulfillment back then, and they're going to have an even greater future fulfillment. That's why Jesus pointed us to the book of Daniel and said, read it, understand it, and be ready for these things.